Hocking Key, Monty's Outdoors, A to Z Pump Service, J&J Recovery, by Justin Shelby State Farm, by Bailey Chevrolet, Peterbilt, SMP Auto Glass, Ozarks Healthcare, Edgeler and Harper, Butler Heating and Air, by Habitat for Humanity, also brought to you by The Medicine Shop, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Domino's, by Wilbanks Tire, Rick's Truck Repair, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, by Ozark Hills Insurance, Simmons First Bank, and by Long Electric. Now, Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And we welcome you to Harrison, Arkansas. And it's the yearly, I believe the eighth annual, it is, the eighth annual Basketball Border War Shootout taking place here at North Arkansas College. And we're happy to have you with us on the broadcast tonight as the West Plains Zizzers still trying to find that first win. They'll be going up against the host team, although we're not playing at Harrison High School. We're playing at North Arkansas College, and it will be the essentially a home court advantage for the Harrison Goblins as they take on the Zizzers tonight. We'll take a break here and get ready for the ball game coming up next here on Hot Country KDY.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
West Plains comes in at 0-5. They lost last night at home to a good Rogersville team. The final is 57-44. West Plains made a nice little comeback in the second half, but they just couldn't quite get over that hump inside the, I believe it was a 9-point deficit. In that game last night, Jared Kraft had 16 points for West Plains. Hollis Deckard had 10. And the Zizzers have this game here against Harrison tonight. Then they'll play at home next Tuesday night against Marshfield. And then not again until the day after Christmas at the Blue and Gold Tournament where they'll play Springfield Catholic. All right, we're just about ready to get started here at North Ark College in Harrison, Arkansas. And we have basketball on the radio coming up in just about 5 minutes. We'll take a break and come back in just a bit here at Hot Country KDY.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Starting lineup for West Plains. Their starting five will be Ethan Tuma. Ethan is a junior guard. Hollis Deckard, a sophomore. Briggs Houston, a senior, playing in the post. Jared Kraft, he is another sophomore, along with Josiah Long, who is another sophomore. Zizzers are coached by Mason Miller, looking for his first win as the head coach of the Zizzers. All right, we've got another 1 minute break coming up, and then we'll have the starters for Harrison and then the tip-off from North Ark College in Harrison. Coming back in 1 minute on KDY.
Zizzers basketball action continues now on KDY.
All right, starters for the Harrison Goblins will be at a guard, Cole Cecil. Jackson Kreiner is a junior. Lucas Paul, another junior. This basketball team does not have a single senior on it. And they're 7-4, and that's pretty good. We're ready to start this ball game. Briggs Houston wins the tip. And the Zizzers in the red here at North Ark. They blend in with the surroundings here. School colors are red and white. And we're underway. In the right corner, Ethan Tuma against a man-to-man down on the baseline. Briggs Houston turns to the middle, pump fake, shoots off the board, no good, and he got fouled. And again, we're playing in Arkansas, so that means we have the shot clock. 35-second shot clock. First foul of the ballgame called on Lucas Paul for the Goblins, who are 7-4, and they have beaten some teams familiar to us. They beat Glendale by 11. They beat Willard by, or I'm sorry, they lost to Willard by 12. As Briggs Houston makes the first free throw, 1-0 West Plains. Rogers, Arkansas, team that beat West Plains to start the season. And they beat them by 6 points. And Rogers is a very good team. So we're at it and underway. Up the floor, Cecil up ahead, bounce pass across, open shot, layup good, foul on the play, basket counts. And the Goblins don't take much time to tie the game. Basket scored by Maddox Bell. And that foul on Josiah Long. Free throw is no good. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Jacob Moore, by the way, is getting a start tonight. He is starting in place of Hollis Deckard. For inbound play, they'll lob it out front to the right wing. An open three is up, no good. Weak side rebound. Jacob Moore with a rebound on the weak side. Up the right side comes Ethan Tuma. Lobs it up ahead to Briggs Houston. Catches in the middle, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two. West Plains taking the ball right at the middle of the Harrison defense. And that's two quick fouls on Lucas Paul. So he's played a grand total of 45 seconds, and he'll probably have to come out of the game. Free throw good by Briggs. And they will sub here and put Chance Lorenz in the ball game. Briggs, 3 out of 3 from the line. Next one good. Four will come out in favor of Hollis Deckard. 4-2 ball game. West Plains by 2. Into the front court now. Hayden Martin on the left side. Cole Cecil over the top to the right point. West Plains matches up out of the zone. At the right elbow, moves it back to the right corner. Pull up from 13 feet, no good. Rebounded by Jared Kraft. And West Plains controls it, coming up the floor with a two-point lead. Game before this, Fair Grove with a loss by 1 to Mountain Home. Here's the ball thrown out of bounds. Cross-court bounce pass, nobody home. First turnover of the ball game. And that's on West Plains. We turned it over 16 times last night. Four-two game. Harrison. They've got fair size, but about average. Here's a shot from the top of the free throw line. That's good. Actually, just around the free throw line. And Jackson Kreiner gets the first basket of the ball game, or second basket of the ball game. For the Harrison Goblins, down the lane, Ethan Tuma, inside out, turns and throws the ball away again. We are very, at times anyway, very careless with the basketball. 2 minutes, 2 turnovers. If we could pare that down, we would have a much better chance to win a ball game. Right side, right corner. They'll move it over there to Martin. Pass to the right corner. He'll throw it over the top, left wing. Here's a shot for a three, and that's good by Cole Cecil. Seven-four, Harrison on top. Jared Kraft. It doesn't look to me like they have anyone that can guard Briggs Houston inside. Hollis Deckard. Gets it over to Briggs. Back out to Jared Kraft at the point. Shot clock at 14. In the corner, Briggs Houston with it. Kicks it across. Kraft spins to the middle. Nice move. Open 10-footer, short. Rebound long, but Kraft gets his own board. Briggs Houston. Hollis Deckard. Now to Briggs up the right elbow at the left point. Kraft has it. Ethan Tuma, right wing. Here's a shot for a three by Briggs Houston, no good. Rebound came straight back at him, but didn't follow the shot. Picked up by the Goblins. Arkansas has the best nicknames. Far and away. The Harrison Goblins. Over on the right side. Now here's another three from the left wing. It hits off the back iron, no good. Ball tipped high in the air twice and pulled away by Briggs Houston. 7-4 game. West Plains just needs to be patient. Here's a shot in the left corner for Hollis. Deckard for three. No good. Again, it comes back at him, but it's picked up by Harrison. And they come back. We've had scoring droughts that have hurt in the first four games. Here's a shot at five games. Up and good for three again. Cole Cecil. Two threes makes it 10-4. Tuma will drive the baseline. Bounce pass inside. Up inside. No good by Briggs Houston. Lost the ball, and he traveled with it as he fell to the floor. And we'll get timeout. 3:56 to play in the first quarter. From Harrison, it's the Goblins leading the Scissors 10-4 at the border shootout. Back in a minute on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We come back, and here's Harrison on offense. A missed three, rebound put back from 10 feet is good by Hayden Martin. 12-4. We had a 4-2 lead at one point. And they have scored 10 in a row. High screen going left. Baseline, Kraft spins back outside. Briggs with an up fake. Gets in the middle, kicks it across. Tuma with a three. It's up way short. Ball comes off and taken down by the Goblins. They come back with Cole Cecil. They're 7-4, Harrison is. They beat some good teams. Free throw line, up fake. One bounce, pull up from 10 feet. Good. That was way too easy. Jackson Kreiner just got in the middle of the zone. Nobody around. He made the shot. Now it's 14-4. 12-point scoring run for the Goblins here. Kraft goes right. Pulls up. Forces a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Harrison. They come back. Kreiner, cross-court pass on the wing. Cecil's got a three look, and that's short. Rebounded by West Plains and Briggs Houston. Hollis Deckard, free throw line, pass over on the right side. Jared Kraft back to Hollis in the corner. They're really helping out on Briggs inside. Lob over the top. There you go. Good pass. And the lay-in good by Briggs Houston. Nice pass from Jared Kraft. As Briggs has all six for West Plains, really needed a basket there. Could use another stop here. Free throw line, right point, left point pass. Kreiner over the top to the right corner. West Plains matches up out of the zone, but boy, the middle of that thing really opens up sometimes. On the right side, Cecil to the corner. Up fake, shot clock at 10. Hook pass to the high post, Kreiner. Double team. He's got issues. Kicks it over. Now in the right corner. Here's a three. Launch with two on the shot clock, and it's good. Cole Cecil has made three threes here in the first quarter. It's 17-6. Clayton Robbins in the ball game for West Plains. Gives it back. Ethan Tuma. Now over to Clayton Robbins. Passed on the low block. And here's Briggs. Gives it off. Clayton drives in. Goes up for the shot. Block. Got it back. Puts it up and in. Clayton Robbins with his first basket off the bench. 50 seconds left in quarter number one. 17-8. Goblins with the lead. Left corner, up fake. Here's a forced shot pulled up, blocked by Deckard. Picked up by the Scissors. Pass up the floor, thrown out of bounds. That was a no-look pass and a no-look result. Jacob Moore will check in. For whom? It looks like Clayton Robbins will come out of the ball game. And Josiah Long is back in the ball game. 24 seconds to go. Shot clock off in the first quarter. Cecil out high. West Plains switches and goes man to man. Cecil with 12 seconds. Pulls up, shoots from the left wing for three, no good. And another long rebound picked up, put up, no good. Over the back foul will be called against Jackson Kreiner for Harrison. Going for the rebound. Team foul number three on the Goblins. West Plains with one. And that'll all reset starting the next quarter. 5 seconds, plenty of time to get the ball at the court. Hollis Deckard with it, dribbles it up. 3 seconds. Kicks it on the wing. Robbins shoots a quick three. No good. Air ball. That's the end of the first quarter. West Plains outscored 17-8. They are up 4-2 at one point, but since that point outscored 15-4. And after one, it's Harrison 17, West Plains 8. Back in 90 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Second quarter is underway in Harrison at North Arc College. The Goblins lead the Scissors 17-8 starting the second quarter. West Plains in the red, Goblins in the white. Pull-up shot, partially blocked, tipped over. Loose ball, still on the floor, picked up by Clayton Robbins. And West Plains comes away with it. Harrison has turned the ball over twice. Scissors with four. Ethan Tuma dribbles over all the way to the basket. Puts it up off the board, too hard. Rebound, Briggs Houston. Put back, no good. But he got fouled on the play, and he'll shoot two. Briggs already has shot four free throws tonight. He'll get two more here. Maddox Bell from Harrison gets his first foul. First foul of the second quarter. Briggs Houston at the line for West Plains. Down by nine and good. Ethan Tuma comes out in favor of Clayton Robbins. Briggs Houston, 6'6 senior, will get another try here, and it is no good. Rims off, and the ball pulled down by Hayden Martin for the Harrison Goblins. They come back from right to left. Down the lane, here's a pull-up shot from 10, up and good, and that kid, Cole Cecil, first time he's made a two tonight. He's made three threes, and he has 11 of their 19 points. If we're going to stay in that man-to-man, whoever our best defender is going to have to take him. Lob pass over, down low. Briggs Houston gives it up, cross-court pass, and a travel violation on Hollis Deckard. Just a Midland crowd for this. Teams involved in this tournament include West Plains, Fairgrove, New Covenant Academy, Reed Spring, and some others. There's a ball lost out of bounds, and it's going to be turned over by the Bombers. Just talk about careless ball handling. That time, Cole Cecil just fumbled it out of bounds with a little pressure from Josiah Long. Hollis Deckard brings it up to the right side. Curls over the top, bounce pass to the corner. Josiah back out to the right point. Up fake by Briggs. Outside, Hollis Deckard with a three, and it's good. Hollis Deckard connects with the first three of the ball game for West Plains. 19-12. Down the lane. Here's a drive. No good, but a foul, and again. Said his name repeatedly here in the first 10 minutes of the game, but Cole Cecil again draws a foul, this time from Josiah Long. That's his second. So Cole Cecil looks to add to his point total, and he makes the first one. Grant Mayhem will come in for West Plains. Josiah Long, Clayton Robbins go out. Hollis Deckard comes out of the ballgame. Ethan Tuma is back in along with Jacob Moore. Next free throw, good. Goblins 21, Zizzers 12. Pass to the low block. Briggs Houston in the middle. Back outside. Tuma down the lane. Kicks it across. Briggs in the corner is going to shoot the three ball, and it's an air ball. Taken on the weak side. In the backcourt and bringing it up. Chance Lorenz. Way out right wing for three, and it's good again. Who else? Cole Cecil has made four threes here in this half. Already, still 5.5 minutes to go in it. 24-12, the Zizzers have been doubled. Craft over to Mayhem. Right side, Jacob Moore. Briggs Houston Now Kraft back outside around the to the right point. Jacob Moore over to Jared Kraft. Pull up 17-footer. Got fouled on the shot, and he'll shoot two. That ball I thought was going to go in. Hit the lip of the rim and just bounded off short. Jackson Kreiner with his second foul for the Goblins in the act of shooting. Jared Kraft, who had 16 points last night, looks for his first one here in Harrison tonight. And it's good. West Plains has made two field goals in the game. They've been very good free throw line so far. Next attempt is good. West Plains 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. But from the floor, it's a different matter. 24-14, West Plains down 10. Trap in the corner, pass to a cutter, fumbled the ball, lost the ball, turned the ball over. West Plains comes away with it. Up the floor, Jacob Moore. Ethan Tuma inside high post. Briggs Houston outside. Deckard's got another three look, and that's no good. Rebound, Jacob Moore with a rebound. And a foul will be called on the Goblins on that rebound. Lorenz has called for his first foul. Inbound play from underneath. Hollis Decker gets it in to Tuma. Outside to Jacob Moore on the right side. Oh, they had Briggs Houston flashing open. He didn't get the ball. Now Tuma outside, left point. Hollis Decker gets a screen, goes to the left. And now Briggs Houston out the point. Kicks it to the corner. Another open three for Decker. Good. Hollis Decker bringing West Plains back with a three-point shot. Down to a seven-point game, 24-17. We seem to have settled down a little bit here. Here's the ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by who? That's going to be off West Plains. And it'll be Harrison Ball with 25 on the shot clock. Cecil on the inbound lobs it way out front, chased down by Hayden Martin. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jacob Moore as he bodied up on the player with the ball. So first foul on Jacob Moore. Three team fouls on Harrison. Two West Plains inbound, stolen away. Jacob Moore cuts in front and takes it away. Now let's see if we can get a good shot here. Maybe get Hollis Deckard open on the perimeter again. Instead, here's a three by Briggs Houston. No good. Ball out of bounds. Good hustle by Jacob Moore, but he couldn't save it. And it goes back to Harrison. There was a time it was a big deal that you wanted all your players to wear the same type shoes, same color shoes. That ain't the case anymore. Out of Harrison's five kids, all five different color shoes. On the left sideline now, it's Maddox Bell. They move it over to the right corner. Look inside to the cutter, tipped away from Cecil. Someone get on him. He shoots another three. It's around and out. And the ball tipped out of bounds by West Plains. Well, there's one big issue. I don't know if we're just matching up out of the zone or playing straight man-to-man. We're playing straight man-to-man now. You can't lose that guy, obviously. And he catches in the corner. Pressure on him now, back outside to the left wing. 2:58 to go in the half, right baseline, back outside, and there he is, unguarded, three balls up and good. Cole Cecil is just killing us. He's got 19 points already. Ethan Tuma out to Briggs Houston. 27-17. West Plains down by 10. Jared Kraft will drive. He'll put up the shot. Blocks in the side by Martin out of bounds. As Jared looks at the official like, really? And we have one of the players from Mountain Home, Chance Lorenz, has to leave the game. He's evidently bleeding from the nose. So they'll sub out. Here's the inbound. Inbound brings Houston. Jacob Moore, double team. Ethan Tuma over the top. Jacob Moore, left wing. And the shot clock expires. Well, we're not used to that. No one on the bench said anything either. So turnover two in the quarter, six for the game. First shot clock violation today. Left baseline, Cecil takes it in on the drive. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Put up and foul on the play, and that will put them back on the line with Lucas Paul, post player. And first foul on Ethan Tuma. And so the shooter goes to the line. Lucas Paul, first try, hits the back iron, goes straight up and straight down through the net. 28-17. Not a single senior on this Harrison team. Next try, good. 1:56 to go in the half, 29-17. Harrison on top by 12. Jared Kraft. Ethan Tuma out high, left side. Robbins, low block, and turning to the middle. And here's Briggs Houston. Up, no good. He got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Lucas Paul just picked up his third foul, so he'll have to come out of the game. And Briggs Houston, who has done very well at the line so far tonight, goes there to shoot two more. 29-17, 1:39 to go in the first half. First try, no good. Harrison doesn't appear to be a very deep team, but the pace of the game is not going to really affect that. Clayton Robbins comes out. Grant Mahan is in. Free throw number two is good. 29-18, 11-point game. Cecil in the front court. Cole Cecil, left baseline, back outside. Martin open, three is good. He has five now, 32-18. One thing that has really, really hurt West Plains. Here's the left-hand runner by Hollis Deckard, no good. Save back in bounds, and back they come on the break, two on two. Cecil steps through, puts it up on the runner, no good. Ball goes to the corner out of bounds, it'll be off of Harrison. Three-point shooting just by volume. And tonight's a perfect example of that. Harrison has outscored West Plains from the three-point line 18-6. That's a 12-point difference, and the lead is 14. Ethan Tuma drives right, steps through, blocking foul. He got bailed out. He forced that between two defenders, and the official followed the block on Chance Lorenz's second foul. That is the bonus. Five team fouls now against Harrison. Ethan Tuma at the free throw line to shoot two. First try, good. Zizzers coached by Mason Miller in his first year. First year as a head coach. Caleb Rory comes in the game, a junior for the Goblins. Next drive for Ethan is short. Pulled away, and back come the Goblins with the lead of 13, 44 seconds to go in the first half. Out high, right side. Cecil goes behind the screen, takes the baseline all the way in, goes up, scores, and a blocking foul, basket counts. And it'll be a three-point play attempt. Hollis Decker drew the charge, had good position. Problem being, he was directly under the basket. And you're not going to get a charge call there, ever. So the foul on Hollis Deckard is his first. Bucket for Cole Cecil is not his first. And he makes the three free throw to go along with it. 35-19. Deckard in the front court. Jared Kraft. Jared has just 2 points tonight, both on free throws. Going for the last shot of the half, 13 seconds left. 35-19. Kraft over to Hollis Deckard. Dribbles over. Shot clock. Now ball deflected out of bounds by West Plains. Bumbled it away. Seventh turnover in the half. With 1.9 left, if you're West Plains, you got to try and keep them from throwing the ball to midcourt here. They throw it into the backcourt. Don't foul. Here's a shot at the horn. That's the end of the first half. 16 minutes in. Harrison. Halfway to their eighth win of the year. They lead West Plains 35-19. And we'll come back in 3 minutes on KDY.